FM 95 with Prince and Let's Go Crazy. Wise words to live by indeed. What do you mean we've already gone? It's 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Mike McCarthy. Hope your day is going real well. You got a gorgeous one ahead of you. 56 degrees on the south side right now, so you're probably going to need to take along a light jacket or a sweater, something like that. We got a sunny and mild day ahead of us with a high around 82, down to 53 tonight and tomorrow. More sunshine and a high expected right around 82. The Blondick James of Sports in mere seconds. The Charles of the Ritz Company of New York is planning to introduce an aroma disc system for television where you can actually smell the program that you are watching. What do you mean you think TV stunk for years? Come on, that's a tacky thing to say. I mean, shit, naughty mean. Gosh.
So, we're going to be college roommates, huh? Those your barbells?
Yeah.
Can I move them over here?
I doubt it.
Just put my software over here instead.
Software?
Yeah, for my computer.
You got a computer?
Yeah, you?
Let's see, I got a football, got a baseball.
I'm Rich Proctor.
Skip Malone.
Des Moines.
Brooklyn.
Philosophy major.
Phys Ed.
I love Plato.
I love TV. Bother you if I watch TV?
Anytime, just not when I meditate.
Med what?
It's like sitting still on a couch doing nothing.
Sounds like watching TV.
Yeah, sort of.
Hey, want to take a ride in my convertible?
You got a convertible?
Yeah, what do you drive?
A moped?
A moped.
I got a feeling this could be a long year.
Hey, that a Pepsi?
Yeah, you like Pepsi?
Yeah, I like Pepsi.
Here you go.
Thanks. Here's to a great freshman year. And hey.
Yeah?
You can use my barbells anytime you want.
What about the convertible?
Don't push it, Pluto.
It's Plato.
Whatever. You're the
Pepsi generation. Pepsi, the choice of a new generation.
It is 7:37, time now for the beloved Dick James. And sports.
Hello again, everybody, from the sports capital and the football capital of the South, indeed the Southeast. I'm Dick James on the Rock.
Your mouth is obviously better than yesterday now, I say.
I'm doing a little bit better today than I was yesterday. It's certainly true. My dentist took real good care of me and also fixed my tooth.
No, I'm certainly glad to hear that. Yes. I like dentists like that.
Man. I was in Venus, so it felt like 2 days. No, actually, everything's hunky-dory now.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeble little mouth. I mean, those problems are nothing compared to the bruises sustained by the Auburn Tigers in their battle against the Miami Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not true what I'm saying? Of course
yes,
it is.
True.
Well, they had some time off, but yesterday back to practice again, and Pat Dye was mad at them. He's going to be mad at Feinbaum today.
Yes, I
bad mad. Anyway, the Tigers yesterday worked out 90 minutes in preparation for their next game on September 15th with Texas. Pat Dye, displeased with the Tigers' workout Monday, said yesterday's workout was a little bit better. We got down to the basics. Whew, boy, it's going to be a big game on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already now frightened to make a prediction, so I won't. Controversial story in the news. Maybe Feinbaum will jump on this next. He should have more latitude now that the Post-Herald's getting rid of David Brown, but we'll see. Auburn coach Pat Dye and wide receiver Clayton Buford. Remember Clayton Buford?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know anything about a Florida investigation into Clayton's high school records. A prosecutor in Florida said yesterday he will question employees at Palatka High School in Putnam County, Florida, where Buford graduated. Mac McCloud said their allegations, Buford's records were altered so he could earn a scholarship to Auburn.
Whoa.
Land sakes, can we just get to the funny stuff, Dick? I don't want this depressing, sour stuff this early in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something positive.
Right.
Let's talk about a pro coach's son getting the starting nod. For what reason?
Ooh.
Because Ray Perkins is the head coach. It's his decision to make. Certainly it's not mine or Lumpkin's.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be Mike Shula starting for Alabama this Saturday night when they take on Boston College in the opener. Mike Shula, they tell me, very smart youngster if he does not possess entirely athletic credentials. So you'll be interesting to see. Should be very interesting to find out. Paul Fields, who was thought to have the edge for the starting nod. I go on with my clever sports cliches.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't.
Something
he
of
pulled a hamstring.
Something of note, too,
I'm
at the
Jewish,
Breakfast
I don't know
Club.
What a hamstring is. But anyway, we pulled a hamstring, whatever that means. So
I should point out the Breakfast Club, we will have a couple of
Mike.
People.
Hmm?
We will have a couple of people at the Breakfast Club of note for you to talk to. Yes, on Friday.
Who?
Pat Sullivan and
Pat
Major Ogilvie.
Pat who?
Pat Sullivan, former Heisman Trophy winner. From,
he's a former insurance agent.
Yes, exactly. Same guy.
No more former Heisman winner. No, we don't talk. He's a former insurance agent
okay.
who now sells tires.
Okay, well, right, yes. Nice fellow in his own right.
Sparkling personality.
Mm-hmm. He'll be at the Breakfast Club. as will Major Ogilvy.
Major who? Major Ogilvy, another sparkling personality.
Mm-hmm.
Major's all right. I like him. He is one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet in your life. Okay, back to sports.
Yes.
Two appointments at Tuscaloosa. Russell Vincent will become assistant coach for women's track, and Jan Miller will become the women's sports information director. Ms. Miller was a graduate assistant in sports information at the University of Tennessee, my alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on, take on, I think she was, I don't understand this. Anyway, the serious stuff that's going on in the world of sports,
yes.
A lot of folks in the NFL are injured, a lot of no-names being bandied about,
mm-hmm.
and the USFL season hasn't started yet, but I got a notice in the mail yesterday saying something about buying season tickets, so if you folks are thinking about it, think about it some more.
That's right.
Buy some season tickets. You can call 251-USFL, get more information. In fact, call them up and tell them I said hello.
You get a good percentage of the deal here?
No. If you just call them and tell them I said hello, they just get a nice hello from you nice people.
Hmm.
And I imagine it's kind of lonely over there this time of year. Nobody calls the Stallions office this time of year. There's nothing happening over there.
That's right.
I shouldn't say that. They are busy at work, making plans for the next mm-hmm. season, all the promotions and stuff. I can't wait. Hasn't it started yet? When did the guys report in, Raleigh? Raleigh, of course, is a big listener of 95.
Mm-hmm. As are all the Stallions.
Likes Bananarama.
Does he? I'm glad about that.
Oh, yeah. What is Bananarama?
I have no
idea.
A couple of
strange women, right?
Well, there's three or four young ladies from, I do believe, England.
So they just speak English or some version of it?
Well, they speak whatever passes for English over there. Have you ever listened to Alan Walls? I mean, you know.
That's an interesting way to talk.
Yeah,
I don't know how he does it, though. Hello, this is Alan on 95 Rock, and we'll be right back. But that's it this morning for Dick James on your Rock. Rock, now it's time for some more of this rock music here. This is a neat American artist,
New Year's Day.
Leon Russell.
To celebrate.
Hey, did I do okay?
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a job in radio.
Maybe.
I'd like to work for a radio station.
Candy hearts to give away.
Here I am on this.
No first of spring.
FM 95, Steve Wonder. I just called to say buzz off. No, I just called to say I love you. It's 7:45, quarter minutes until 8 o'clock. Good morning to you. I am Mike McCarthy, 57 degrees.
The switch is on.
WAPI.
FM 95, Birmingham's hit rock.
Birmingham are switching. Make the switch to FM 95, Birmingham's hit rock. You're with Dia, and this is Cruel Summer from Bananarama on FM 95.
FM 95 from the Thriller album, Michael Jackson, Eddie Van Halen, and Beat It. 7 minutes after 8:07. Good morning, I'm Mike McCarthy, 62 degrees on the south side. A sunny day today, mild conditions, and a high right around 82. Clear and cool tonight, down to 53, and tomorrow, more sunshine, and a high expected to right around 82. Coming up in mere seconds, yet another edition of Backstage at the White House, auditions for the UAB Blazer Band and the UAB Jazz Rock Ensemble. Boy, they do some good stuff. We had them out for a couple of things. The auditions will take place through September 14th from 1 to 4 daily at the Halsey Center for the Arts. For more information, you can call me here at the radio station, 741-9595.
It's the name brand, and it's the saving. It's a good, good day to be at Kmart. Kmart, we've got it, and we've got it good at Kmart. Kmart, Kmart, we've got it, and we've got it good.
You aren't still driving around without a We've Got a Good bumper sticker, are you? If you don't have one, you're walking, or more precisely, driving away from a chance to win a lot of terrific prizes. So get your We've Got a Good bumper sticker at your Birmingham area or Pelham Kmart. Each of the 7 area Kmarts will have 12 winners posted. Don't miss your chance to be spotted and win. After all, you don't want the mystery spotter to spot somebody else, do you?
We've got it bad, we've got it good. At Kmart, Kmart. We've got it bad, we've got it good.
You can take your chances, or you can take your choice.
Food for the people's choice.
There's no need to gamble with your family's food budget. With Food World, you're a winner every time, because we guarantee you discounts on every item every day. And Food World gives you more of what you're looking for. USDA Choice Meats, garden fresh fruits and vegetables, the name brands you trust, and every one a discount. More food for your money. It's a sure thing at Food World.
The people's choice is Food World.
I like to be precise when I'm writing. That's why I write with a pile of precise.
It's the pen that makes writing so exciting, 'cause precise writes every line
so thin and smooth and fine.
Be precise with a Pilot Precise. Writes thinner, smoother than any leading rolling ball pen. Just $1.19 for precise extra fine or fine point.
I like to be precise when I'm writing. That's why I write with a Pilot Precise.
Into the funky now. Baseball action. Not very funky for the Barons. They lost to Nashville 3-2 in 10 innings. And that's it. The party's over. Turn out the lights and the fat lady's singing, man. I mean, that's end the Barons' season. It was a kind of season for them. It's too bad they couldn't have won the last game and then gone on to the playoffs, but they gave it a good shot. I mean, they lost in 10 innings. That's not bad. Tigers are getting stomped by Baltimore 4-1. I don't like that at all. The Braves are winners over Houston 8-7, and the Cubs keep rolling right along. The Cubs are definitely for real as they stomped on Philadelphia. That score was 7-2. Coming up for you in a half an hour, we will have a trivia question for you. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be speaking with a prospective racetrack consultant from Birmingham. This individual, I have a feeling, is someone you are going to want to hear because you asked for it. But I got to tell you, the spies have come through with more of the inside stuff. What's really going on behind the scenes in our nation's capital?
And now, another edition of Backstage at the White House.
Stand by, cue music, and rolling.
Well, what's all this I hear about them discovering Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat? That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard. Why anyone would want to name a Turkish mountain after some sleazy PLO leader who looks like Ringo Starr? Well, I don't even get a lousy lake or a river named after me.
Mr. President,
yes,
that's Mount Ararat and the Ark. Not Ararat.
Oh, well.
Besides, they've named an entire series of magic acts and feats of illusion after you.
Oh?
Yes, sir. Reaganomics.
Oh, yes. Well, never mind.
95 Rock.
FM 95, taking you up to that higher ground. Thompson Twins, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Don't forget, today is Be Late for Something Day from the Procrastinators Club. I was going to tell you that a few minutes ago, but just now I'm getting around to it. 63 degrees out of Southside. I'm Mike McCarthy with Brad Riegel.
Thanks a lot, Mike. The man charged in the weekend slaying of a Vestavia woman is in serious condition at a Birmingham hospital, suffering from a Tylenol overdose. Victor Hamilton Jr. apparently ingested the Tylenol 2 days before Elaine Norton was found beaten to death at her home in Vestavia. The Birmingham Racing Commission has a full agenda today as it interviews horse racing experts for the post of commission consultant. The five-man commission has scheduled 4 one-hour interviews. 2 constitutional amendments, which would assist the financially strapped state docks and Mobile County, have won statewide ratification. Both were leading by wide margins in returns last night. And Senator Howell Heflin says he is extremely gratified by the huge vote he received as he easily won renomination in the Democratic Party. Heflin defeated 2 opponents in the party in what he called a fine race. And also in Jefferson County, former assistant DA David Barber has defeated by a 3-1 margin the incumbent district attorney John DiCarlo. Stay with us for The Source and weather.